Thank you. It's a gorgeous day, so I thought I'd explain about walking meditation now. This is something that we, what I find helpful on retreats is to alternate sitting and walking. There are different styles of walking meditation practice, and some of you may have experienced several of these. In the Burmese tradition, they like to walk very, 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 very slowly, the Mahasi style, which is great for developing very strong focus. What I prefer to encourage is a more natural style of walking. Might be a little bit slower than normal, but or it might be a bit faster. Sometimes walking very fast can be helpful. I like this because it integrates more naturally into everyday life, because it's a really helpful thing to be able to bring mindfulness to walking, particularly if you've got a whole lot of problems. Because usually when there are problems, you go up here. And this is the worst place to go when you've got problems. Just takes you round and round. Whereas when you bring the awareness into the whole body, into the moment, you know, the feet touching the ground, the body, the air on the skin, when you're just fully present, that brings you into touch with Dhamma. And that's where wisdom can arise. That's where the best possible answer can arise. So if I have a problem or a concern or a decision to make, I usually just go out onto my walking path for a bit, and somehow or other things seem to sort themselves out that way, rather than too much thinking. So with walking, there certainly may be thinking happening in the mind, but I encourage you to just keep the awareness with the body as it's walking. The way that we usually do it is to find a place where you can walk back and forth for ideally between 15 and 30 paces. At the beginning of the path, you stand, take a moment to bring awareness to the body standing, how that feels, the feet firmly on the ground, the body held up. Close the eyes for a moment if you want to, but you need to open them really when you start walking is best. Sometimes you can walk with the eyes closed, but walking with the eyes open is a good idea, especially today with lots of people and unfamiliar place. And then you just walk at a, you know, when you feel ready, just walk at a normal pace to the other end of your path. Stop, pause, turn around, walk back again. Try to keep the awareness with the body, is what I would suggest. It doesn't mean that you can't notice the sunlight, that you can't notice the fragrance in the air or the coolness of the air on the skin. You know, these are all part of what you're experiencing. But I find just having the, putting the awareness in the feet actually is a good place to be aware. But you'll find your own way, or just the movement of the body. If you find sort of halfway along the path that suddenly, although the body is here, there's a sense of actually being somewhere else, India or somewhere more exotic, or perhaps being in early childhood. I often find myself remembering things from early childhood. It just becomes very real. When you notice that that's what's happened, that you're not actually with the body, you're not with the present moment, you're not on the retreat here at Guard House, you're somewhere else altogether, then just recognize that and continue walking. And you can kind of log it as a major, extremely significant insight into the nature of the mind. How the mind can create something that just isn't there. So So this is something that's very important to know about. So even although you feel that your walking meditation is hopeless, your mind's all over the place, if you just have this one insight, then don't worry about the rest. But what you'll probably find is that, you know, you'll be with the walking for some of the time and then the mind will go off a bit and then you just bring it back. And again, what's needed is just a lot of patience, just to keep coming back and to keep relaxing. So it's a pleasant experience. It's not like a chore or, you know, a struggle. It's just something that we do because it feels good. I like to reflect that the Buddha gave us these teachings for our welfare and happiness. So if I'm not feeling well and not feeling happy, then I think, well, Chandasiri, there's obviously something not quite right here. You know, what's the struggle about? Maybe you're upset because you're not succeeding the way that you think you should. You know, maybe you're struggling because you feel you're not making enough progress quickly enough. Well, drop that. You're here, now, on a retreat, putting effort in. That's very good. Learning about the mind. So, are there any questions about the walking practice? Anybody on Zoom not quite sure about anything? And you could maybe just raise a hand and Metta or, gosh, I've forgotten your name, Bruce. Or Bruce can invite you to unmute. Or is it clear enough for now to have a try? Okay. If you prefer to walk inside, a few people could walk in here, but it looks like the sort of day to be outside. So hopefully we'll find enough space. Oh, and the bell. is there somebody who could kindly ring some kind of... Do we have a bell? Or we do. Okay. Well, how about if we have the bell at 10 to 11? And... or maybe just a little bit before 10 to 11, so that we're back here by 10 to 11. Okay? Good. And if your foot has gone to sleep, then please wait until it's woken up. My mind's gone completely to sleep, so I have to wait a few moments.